Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, November 30th, 2010, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-host, Lavendar. If you've been following our show, you've heard chapters from Lavendar's journals describing her firsthand experiences with Pleiadians and ET demonstrations meant to educate us about how they assist with the evolution of our civilization. Her life has been dedicated to keeping the records for future generations, and we're releasing those records now through our show and website because we are the future she's waited for with such diligence. As you've heard in her story, Crack Between the Worlds, she's witnessed many things that would challenge anyone's third-dimensional sanity, yet she's managed to stay true to her mission. What you don't know is that she's accomplished this work with a shocking burden, and I mean shocking. She's been struck by lightning 3 times. She's carried the physical and emotional consequences of this while living through all the stories you've heard so far. In this show, she'll reveal her struggle in coping with her lightning strikes, and we'll realize what a triumph her life's work has been. Before we get started, we want to let you know that we've changed the format of the show a little to try and accommodate requests from our listeners. The first half of our show will be for Lavendar's material. Right after her story, we're pleased to have Bob Teets with us to talk about his work with lightning sticks and drums. Then the lines will be open for questions or comments for Lavendar or Bob. The second part of the show will have another Belvelation as our friend Belva Bloomer shares her vast knowledge on health concerns, and any questions for Belva will be welcomed then. After Belva's segment, our amazingly talented sister, Anastasia, will do some soul readings for our listeners who would like to receive them. We're so grateful to welcome Purple Sage to our show, who will be handling the switchboard to help organize our ever-growing amount of callers. Please be mindful of others who will also be waiting with questions. Sometimes we get a little eager to talk to someone who really understands, and we can come down with the case of motor mouth, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but if others are waiting, we'll try to keep it concise and courteous. We'd like to thank Sierra for co-hosting in the chat room today for those who can't call in with questions. For those who can, the call-in number is 917-889-8292. Once more, 917-889-8292. And then press 1 if you have something to say. You can also listen on your computer at blogtalkradio.com/starseed-radio-academy. Before I introduce Lavendar, though, I'd like to mention that if you register for free here at Blog Talk Radio and click on the word follow at the top of our page, you'll get an email notice when our next show is coming. All of our past shows are available on demand at blogtalkradio.com/starseed-radio-academy. Once you're on our page, notice at the bottom where it says Previous Episodes. You have to click there to access the older shows. And if you're new to our show, you've missed a lot of chapters, so we highly recommend listening to all of them since they're interconnected with critical information for Starseed that you won't find elsewhere. Also, Starseed Radio Academy is now available on iTunes. You can download shows to go, and it's all free. It's a great way to catch up on chapters you may have missed when you're away from home. But it's best not to listen to our podcast while driving. Could be dangerous. If you haven't visited our main site yet, please do, which is starseedhotline.com. We have a lot of vital information for Starseed in our vault of knowledge. The entire site is coded for Starseed activation. Try hovering your mouse around some of the images for special messages. On our headline news page, we have an archive of past teleconferences you can hear. And we also have a support forum for Starseed at starseedhotline.ning.com. And that's .ning, like lightning.com, starseedhotline.ning.com. We'll be talking with Lavendar in just a moment, but first I'd also like to mention that she's written two books for Starseed, which are now available as e-books on our site. Check out the free preview pages of her Quartz Crystal book and 50 Questions and Answers. If you want to contact us privately, the toll-free number for our website is 888-881-0881. Now, I'd like to welcome my co-host, my mentor, and my best friend, Lavendar.
Hello, Ariel, and all of our listeners. We have a really good show tonight. So it's about my journey through three lightning strikes. So I hope that you enjoy it.
Yes, and that's what I try to let everybody know, that all the wonderful work that you have done has been done while you've had to deal with the consequences of being struck by lightning three times. Sometimes it brings you advantages, but it also comes with disadvantages. So here is the story of Lavendar's three lightning strikes.
Today is November the 28th, 2010. My name is Lavendar, and I have pulled out of the vault from the journal something called Struck by Lightning Three Times, short version. The first time I wrote this was on January 20th of 2001, and the second draft was May 31st, 2003. The first one was written in Oklahoma, and the second one was written in Ruidoso, New Mexico. Today is the inauguration day for George W. Bush for presidency. Everyone must be glued to their television sets watching such a historic event. But for me, I woke with a mission of journaling my experiences with lightning, the kind that goes boom from the sky. Growing up in southwest Oklahoma, I was raised with thunderstorms every year of my life. As a child, I was more intrigued with lightning than afraid of it. In fact, it seemed to excite me and gave me energy of some kind. When I stood outside in a thunderstorm, I seemed to experience an adrenal high. I spent many years in awe of lightning and looked forward to every spring and summer, knowing it would bring a grand demonstration of godlike powers. In the summer of 1979, lightning, as I knew it, ceased to be. It was no longer something that I could admire from a distance, for it had entered my physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual field, as in up close and personal. This would eventually teach me to view lightning from the inside out. My first lightning strike. At that time, I was living in Sarasota, Florida, and taking a break away from my consulting work. I was away from the pressures of the world and was taking life easy, I thought. That is, until the day I went to pick up my father at the airport. As I was traveling in a 1964 Lincoln convertible across an iron bridge, lightning struck the bridge and bounced into the car. My hands seemed paralyzed and I couldn't remove them from the wheel. The lightning had caused the motor to stop, so I didn't have to turn off the key. I sat there with my hands clasping in a rigid position until some stranger came along and prized them open. I remember lots of people coming up to the car and asking me if I was all right. I nodded yes, but I would never be all right ever again. Yes, I was changed forever, but that was just the beginning. Somehow the rubber tires on the car must have insulated me from the direct hit, but the fracture of the strike was ever present in my entire being. After all these years, I view this first strike as perhaps a blueprint of things to come, as though it were to be time released in the next 30 years. This would be the first lightning strike to rearrange my life, and I see that clearly now. I ventured onto the airport to pick up my father and told him what had happened to me. His experience flying was not easy for him, so he had a few drinks and really could not understand what had just happened to me. I was alone with this, as I would be the other times when lightning would strike. The effects of this lightning strike seemed to push me to delve in the realms of the unknown. anything that was unexplainable or weird, I wanted to know about it. All of my interests changed and my relationships changed. It was though I became another person seeking out new identity. I would experience a form of dementia which lasted about 6 months. Anything electrical could set me off. A microwave oven, driving under power lines, holding a hair dryer, and being in a room with a computer was totally out of the question. 3 weeks after my lightning strike, I went into Radio Shack and with all the electronics going, almost had a nervous breakdown. I took everything I had to hold on to what sanity I had left. My wardrobe changed. I became consumed with the color purple. I would only wear purple or shades of it. Later I added turquoise to purple, then I became obsessed with these beings, the colors, with people like me. Whenever I saw someone wearing these colors, I felt a kinship of some kind. I was convinced that people like me would wear these colors in order for others to identify us. This became an obsession. I thought this was a sign for the people I call the Beyonders. Then later I knew them to be star people. You know, the people from beyond the beyond. Those star-crossed individuals that seem to go through life marching to a celestial drummer. Physical body reactions. I would lose a tooth. It would grow back. I had 3 teeth to do this from 1979 to 81. I started seeing glows around objects and people that lasted about 3 years. This wasn't there all the time, but it came and went. I learned to use it when I would see or hear an untruth. A color would tell me. I had a lot of out-of-body experiences, and there were times when I was sure that ghosts or dead people were talking to me. This doesn't happen anymore, of which I'm more than thankful. When I watched the movies Ghost or The Sixth Sense, I knew exactly what they were experiencing. I'm ever so grateful for the producers and directors and actors who portrayed that part of my life with such accuracy. Second lightning strike. In August of 83, my second lightning strike occurred at the parking lot of the Ruidoso racetrack in New Mexico. We were walking towards the clubhouse with my mother holding an umbrella and my father with magnets in his hip pocket. Were we a target or what? To back up a little and give some background of what was leading up to this experience, my father and I had just returned from Malibu, California, where we had been guests of Shirley MacLaine. My grandmother had become ill, and Shirley had offered us her house to stay in while we ventured up to Ojai to see her. This was the last time either one of us would see her. The strain of that knowing was an invisible thread that my dad and I shared. By the time we arrived back to New Mexico, we both had to adjust to our lives with our racehorses. I had rented a house for the summer for our family so we could enjoy the horses. The next morning, I woke with a foreboding. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I was feeling anxiety about something. It was a big day for us at the racetrack, and we piled into my little blue 1972 Mustang convertible that I call Blue Angel. That was my handle for my CB channel. CB was really big in those days, always talking to the truckers on my trips. As we all got to the car, the sky started to darken, and it was obvious that a thunderstorm was nearby. I stopped the car in front of the turf club, but my parents insisted on walking with me from the parking lot. I kept trying to get them out of the car so I could park it, and they kept insisting on walking with me. Finally, I just gave up and drove middle way and parked the car. My mother put up her umbrella and was walking behind me and Daddy, and he was walking a little in front of us, maybe 3 steps ahead, when out of the blue, a sound so loud it knocked me and Mother to the ground. Daddy just stood straight up and yelled like an old cowboy in a cattle stampede. He loved it, the biggest rush he'd ever had. What actually happened was a lightning strike occurred and split off in runners and hit us and about 10 other people. All these bodies were laying on the ground. I felt like that I had lost muscle control and was paralyzed for a few minutes. My brain was just gone and couldn't sort nor reason with any clarity. The only real memory I have is that my father was kicking me with his leg, saying, "Get up! You're not hurt!" This has been a profound memory for me, and one that stood between me and my father, even up to the day that he died. My mother was hurt and was laying on the ground about 5 feet from me, and there was my father laughing and joking about how much fun that was and saying how great he felt with lightning, so it affected us differently. None of us accepted hospitalization, mostly because my father insisted we were okay and that it was nothing. It was such a big day for us at the racetrack, so my mother and I decided just to sit quietly in our box. I couldn't believe that I was sitting in a large, noisy crowd in my condition, and nobody but me knew how badly I was hurt. When we left the racetrack, my mother and aunt rode with someone else home, and it was just me and my father. When I tried to explain some of my feelings about what had happened, my father turned on me with such a vengeance and started berating me with everything he had. Now, what was wrong with this picture? Later, I would tell myself that this was how he handled fear, or maybe the realization of seeing his mother for the last time set him off into an abusive pattern. The only way I could deal with it at the time was just to believe that. This strike seemed to affect me differently than the first one. Although I was still sensitive to electrical equipment, it had a different twist to it now. I didn't want to go to the racetrack anymore. It became too painful to sit in the stands with people, and then I got too sensitive to how the horses were being treated at the racetrack. I became more withdrawn and loved to spend time alone and away from people. I became the perfect recluse. I had a house in Cripple Creek, Colorado, and I would retreat there and spend weeks without seeing a soul. I started collecting cats, and they became my children and my best friends. When I got tired of the mountains, then I would go to my other home on the island of Aruba, where I had more cats, to feel the salt air, or to another home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where again I had more cats. It seemed to me that I had to change locations at least every 3 weeks or so. I was restless at times, and changing my environment seemed to help me. Besides, I love flying in airplanes because my brain seemed to work better up in the sky. I found that if I sat over the wings, which were made out of titanium, that my brain became clear and my electrical pattering would stop. I used to buy airplane tickets just to fly around and write in my journal. I would do red-eye flights from coast to coast so I could travel at night. I did that off and on for 10 years. Can you imagine the expense of that? But that's one of the crazy effects that lightning had on me. Later, I would wear jewelry made from titanium, and this seemed to work for a while. I also found that different gemstones had different effects when worn on my body. The most dramatic was the necklace made from hematite. It seemed to lay between my breast and protect me from emotional empathing of others. Over the years, I've experimented with a lot of remedies and techniques. Some worked for a while, and then my frequency would change, and then they wouldn't work anymore. I have tried everything from crystals to Jack Daniels, believe it. Another mark of the effects of lightning seemed to show up by the people that came into my life. Whoever was drawn to me, or me to them, seemed to have unusual abilities. Whether it was a politician, scientist, celebrity, musician, artist, I always seemed to know how to interrelate with that person. For the politician, I would help him with strategy for his next election. For the celebrity, I would empower their pioneering projects, whether it was books, movies, or star-studded events. With the scientist, I would lend a hand at his latest invention. I once helped a concert pianist compose a masterpiece of music. Then there was the chemist that I bonded with in order to bring forth formulas, remedies, and all sorts of healing. I held the point for 4 months while a songwriter wrote lyrics and music and recorded in an entire album. I was a godmother to a child born underwater in Maui, Hawaii, with off-planet in attendance. One of the last empowering moments was for the environment, where I was appointed by actor-humanitarian Dennis Weaver to the position of White House liaison for economics. There were times when I would reach in through the veil and access talents and abilities that I normally wouldn't have. I couldn't keep them. I could only access them when certain people or conditions were in some kind of immense alignment. I never knew in advance when this would happen. I had to play it on the spot and shoot straight from the hip. I was more attuned with the flow of life throughout these years because of these strange abilities. I was a consultant to a lot of high-profile people. People seemed to seek my counsel or just want to be around me. During those times, it seemed that I had a lucky charm of some kind, and people around me would either have miraculous healings or would make some wise investment that would bring them millions of dollars. Some people would coach me into trying to train them so that they could duplicate some of my abilities, but they never understood that it was connected to some form of lightning experience, and I didn't know how to pass it on to others. I finally figured out that for brief moments it could be passed, but it took the rare individual even to go there. But I eventually had a gift that became a burden. And I say burden, well, because after it happened, the people I helped the most resented me, and some of them even tried to kill me. This was because I had within me at certain times the power of resurrection. This is when someone was on their way to death and my energies would intervene. These powers would step in and change the spiral of death to the spiral of life. For a long time, I thought this was what I was supposed to do with this ability, but after a while I realized that people resented this and really wanted to die on their own timetable. Some of the people I've helped, brought back from their deathbed, actually went as far as punishing me for saving their life. After a few of these experiences, I just finally gave up extending the power of resurrection. It was too much like playing God. Now to the strange phobias. I mean, these are strange. Hold on to your bippy. The physical effects of these two lightning strikes left me with some strange phobias. I couldn't be in a room with balloons. Many years ago, someone gave me a birthday party and had the room filled with balloons, and I couldn't even enter the room. Last party anyone ever gave me. I got on an elevator once and rode 30 floors with someone getting on with about 10 air-filled balloons, and I stopped breathing and fainted. If someone opened a can of biscuits, I was terrified. I would have to leave the room for biscuits to be opened. Opening a bottle of champagne was totally out of the question. Loud noises became a form of anxiety. The sound of motorcycles, scooters, lawnmowers, vacuum cleaners, or even a child screaming could stop me in my tracks, and I'd have to compose myself. Sometimes TV noise, especially from some commercials, would bring me right to the edge of screaming. Some people have tones in their voices, and when they speak, I feel like a paper shredder is in my head. Sounds in people's voices offend me to the point where I can't even hear what they're saying. I've even experienced the sound of water coming out of the shower so loudly that I had to hurriedly get out of the shower. I've had to resort to wearing earplugs during these stressful times, and that works pretty well. If I was traveling, I couldn't rent a red car or sleep in a room full of red. This was beyond phobia. This was high anxiety at its best. Later, while traveling with Shirley MacLaine, she also experienced this red period. She threw away all her red clothes, would not travel in a red car, and was as fanatic about red as I was, but she wasn't hit by lightning, so I don't know what her problem was. We had our biggest argument, and almost a downright fist fight, over a 28 red car episode, which is journaled in my chapter of Beyond the Limb. Now about the germ phobia. There were mornings when I'd get up and I was able to see microscopically, to the point of seeing germs moving on the faucets and doors and sink and just everywhere I looked. This doesn't happen often, maybe once a year, but when it does, I just about lose it. I don't have that phobia about washing my hands all the time like some other people do, but I do wash my hands probably more than other people during the day. Now to dyslexia and ADD. I have trouble with left and right movements of any kind. I have to look at my right hand to know when to turn right and left when driving a car. I can't blame that on lightning because I had directional dyslexia before I was hit by lightning. It just became worse after the lightning strikes. Since I see backwards a lot of the times, then turning hot and cold water on when bathing my mother became a major decision, so then I just let her do it. Dyslexia has caused the bank to call me a few times when balancing my checkbook. I sometimes add instead of subtract and have problems with keeping from writing insufficient checks. It is that forward and backward thing. If a light bulb has to be changed, I can't do it without extreme anxiety. You know those taxi aggie jokes about putting in a light bulb? Well, that's me. I can't hold a hairdryer in my hand because I will have a panic attack. Then I hear soul noise. That is what I call it because I can't think of anything else to call it. I am in the presence of a person or maybe just see them on TV, and I seem to know their original code of essence, their core, their whole existence. Since this has no words of explanation, I have no way of defining it. There are times when I see deep into a person's soul that what I see sometimes shatters me for days, especially if I think I have known that person all these years, and suddenly this vision turns on and I see another side of that person. This realization turns my world around. Like I said, the good, the bad, the ugly. This is happening now with more regularity, and I don't really know what to do with it. I've been able to track this with voice alone without seeing the person. It isn't there all the time, this soul noise, but when it is, I track to unbelievable depths. Sometimes this soul noise hits me at Walmart, and I hear a combination of sounds coming from people, and I hurry with my grocery list and get out of there. Other times, in frustration, I don't stick to my grocery list, and what was a $100 shopping list turns into, well, a $300 shopping list. Now for lightning number 3. The Angelic Lightning Corps presented another lightning experiment in 1987 at the Sedona, Arizona Airport Motel. I had just come back from Yucatan and was journaling my experiences from the trip, which included celestial happenings of August harmonic convergence. I was alone, so I had no witness to this event. However, later on, when I was talking about this story to my friend Norma, she told me that she was with me. So maybe I will redo this part of the story. This is how it happened. I was waiting to make a call at 12:04 p.m. I needed that exact time. I began rehearsing this phone call that I was going to make. At 12:02 p.m., the phone rang and it was my father. I told him that we were having bad weather and it was storming and I couldn't talk on the phone and quickly hung up. This was not true, but I just wanted to get him off the phone. I glanced outside to see the sun shining brightly with not a cloud in the sky. And those 2 minutes, everything changed. Something to this day I cannot explain. I went to make my call exactly 12:04 p.m. I dialed the number, and my party answered, and kaboom, lightning came right through the phone and knocked me across the room. I landed on the bed, luckily, and glanced up to see a dark cloud passing over the ridge with the sun shining on its backside, bringing a double rainbow with the colors reversed. I wouldn't see this kind of rainbow again until Aruba in 1988, and again in 1994 with Shirley MacLaine on her 60th birthday at her ranch in New Mexico. I had lied to my father, and before I knew it, lightning had manifested through the telephone. This was the third time I was hit. And you know, every time my father was in the picture somewhere, Sarasota, Florida, Ruidoso, New Mexico, now Sedona, Arizona. Now to the psychological effects. As to the effects of the lightning strike, what I noticed the most was that I was more sensitive to people's thoughts and actions. I had to keep to myself what I was perceiving unless I was in a counseling position to do so. My biggest heartbreak was seeing those that I loved and cared about that started betraying me in situations. As to my physical condition, I was slim and gorgeous. I seemed to be better than I had been in a long time. I had really intense blue eyes, black hair, and some said that I had favored Elizabeth Taylor. I would, however, have moments where entire moments of people would just be erased off my memory bank. I can remember thinking about sending my fitness trainer a plane ticket one day, and the next day I couldn't even remember him. There were times when I had so much energy built up that when I was traveling or shopping, the computers would go down. Sometimes when I would shake hands with people, I would shock them. A lot of people would not be in my energy field and would choose the most bizarre reasons for leaving. So when the energy was too much, I wouldn't wear any makeup, or perhaps not even wear my contact lenses. Sunglasses became, well, standard equipment. My persona was too strong for bliss bunnies. It took me a long time to learn how to tame this energy. Even today as I write this, I know that I still have to cloak around certain people. One time, when I was with Shirley MacLaine in Tucson, Arizona, while she was filming Cannonball 2 with Burt Reynolds, I was so intense that I made Dom DeLuise sneeze constantly for about an hour. I never saw somebody be affected so dramatically by my presence. After that, he made sure to leave the room when I was present. Over that two-week period while I was there, he made more exits than entrances in my presence. That made me sad because, well, I just love tubby men. When I would see my mother and father, and they talked to me about past or memories they had, sometimes I wouldn't have them, and this made me feel very alone. Sometimes they would badger me until I admitted that I remembered, so I faked a lot of family memories. I have whole blocks of years just gone. Once in a while, sometimes during a thunderstorm, I will get a flash of some memory, but I don't seem to keep it very long. Afterwards, I wonder where that came from. I came across an inventor who made furniture out of rubber tires. He made me a chair for me to sit in during lightning strikes. What a perfect chair for me, especially in the middle of a lightning storm. I just sit down in it and ride the lightning and thunder with my earplugs in my ears. Now to my physical condition. The one constant physical condition that I have had since the first lightning strike is experiencing this rutting pattern on my left side that seems to go from my head down through my arm to my leg and back again. Sometimes I even have heart flutters. After the second lightning strike, it really got bad, and I went to several doctors, but to no avail. One day, a little old grandmother said, "Honey, I know just the thing to fix you. Go wrap yourself in a wool blanket and have someone bury you in the sand." Well, I thought about it, and sure enough, it worked. Since I live part-time in Aruba, I could do this periodically when the lightning pattering would begin. But this didn't seem to help after the third lightning strike. So I abandoned the wool blanket and the sand routine. As I get older, I seem to be having more difficulty with brain functions. Noises still bother me, and I have to resort to earplugs at some time during the day. My nervous pattering has really increased, and I have aches and pains in places that just seem to move around and settle whenever they want to. My brain jumps around a lot, and it's hard for me to stay long on any project, like painting 15 minutes, then go play a game on the internet for 30 minutes, then cooking in the kitchen, then cleaning house at midnight, and can't sleep until 2 a.m. This is an ADD thing that I get into. I used to care about causes like the environmental movement, but I've lost interest lately and just don't have the driven mission of it anymore. Those 4 years, from 1994 to 1998, traveling and working with actor-humanitarian Dennis Weaver, seems like another life now. My memories are fading, so thank God I journaled all my experiences of those 4 years. At least I have my writings to remind me of what I did once upon a time. As of this date, the second draft, Dennis Kucinich, congressman from Ohio, is running for the President of the United States. He has called me often in the last few months and is awaiting my arrival back to Global Play. I have been a close confidant of his for over 20 years, and there are things that he confides in me that he doesn't confide in other people. We share a lot of secrets as well as a lot of empowering celestial moments. Shirley introduced him to me over the phone back in 1982 and told me that she thought that he might become president one day, that he had all the markings of it. So after our introduction on the phone, we bonded and have stayed bonded on many levels ever since. So I noticed I made another update from Rio Doce, New Mexico. On May 31st, 2003, I returned to write more. I have just returned to the scene of the crime, the Rio Doce racetrack. I figured out that if lightning took something away in my life, then it was time to bring it back. It was the second lightning strike that hurt me the most and affected the rest of my life with such dramatic results. I know that it is time to release my manuscript that's been sitting in the bank vault for 20 years. I have safeguarded this material until such a time as the consciousness on the planet would be able to assimilate such off-planet information. It took several lightning strikes to keep this information journaled in a certain way, and I suppose it'll be lightning that helps to release it to the world. An indication of this last week, when I went up to the High Mesa Healing Center to have part of my manuscript printed, there was a huge demonstration of lightning, and the fire department was called to put out the fire. Just as Susan put in the disc, lightning hit so close you could hear it fry tone, the immense crack. I said, "Print it now, hurry, before lightning strikes again." She quickly pushed print and off came the pages. I sighed with relief as I looked at the pages. I made each of them a copy and explained to them that there was an opening in the sky just above the house and that this truly was another demonstration of lightning presenting itself to me in a timely fashion. Yes, it was time to release the manuscript.
Well, I know what you have been through, Lavendar, with dealing with the repercussions of that. But do you think that this was accidental or on purpose?
I think it was on purpose. I just feel like that knowing my history and the way I was brought up and how I was, genetically engineered, that this was part of the experiences that I was to have. And that's what I was told, when I went to Giant Rock, and the being, told me that for the next 25 years that I would be going through lots of different experiences and would journal them, and I think this was part of it. Don't you?
Everything. There's not one part of your life that does not have meaning. Everything in your life has had some meaning on a galactic scale or involvement with, because they monitor. They said they would.
That's right.
We have Mr. Bob Teets ready if you are to introduce him, or if you have any other comments you want to make before we do that.
No, I'd like to introduce Bob.
Okay, then.
He's on the phone.
Hey, Mr. Bob. Hello. You're on the air. Is your phone muted?
Talk, honey. You don't have me, do you?
Oh.
Ariel?
Yes?
Ariel? Hi, this is Anastasia.
Oh, hello, Anastasia.
Hi,
I clicked on the wrong number.
It's okay.
Yes, I did.
Click on the other one.
Okay, I'm sorry, sweetie.
That's all right.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, this is Mr. Bob.
Hello.
Hello. There you are.
Hi there.
Sorry, and I don't have an excuse. I've never been hit by lightning, so, but I am blonde. I am blonde, okay. Welcome. Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy, Mr. Bob. You're something of an expert on lightning, aren't you?
I am delighted to be here. Thank you for the offer to attend, and hello to all you beautiful people.
Well, Lavendar, why don't you and Bob talk about lightning, because like, you have that in common.
Okay. Well, I've known Bob for, probably 20 years. We've been communicating back and forth about a lot of UFO and ET information, and I consider him part of my inner circle of knowing. And so he knew about my lightning strike. So one day he called me and he said, you know, he said, I'm making these lightning sticks. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, I find this wood that's been struck by lightning, and I'm making lightning sticks. Bob, I want you to tell the audience about your lightning sticks.
All right, I'd be delighted to. I practice shamanism, and that's an ancient spiritual healing modality. It's probably, the first spiritual healing modality discovered by humans, probably somewhere between 30 and 60,000 years ago. And it was really discovered by the Siberian people, and they were known as the Fire Keepers. And that word has since become known as shaman or shamanism over time, but it is a variation of the fire keepers word that the shamans of Siberia used. And they recognized the healing properties of many things around them, but the thing that they found most powerful was anything that was struck by lightning. And they thought that objects struck by lightning or meteorites or anything else, really, they called something like Tingeranus, or heaven's hair, and that these things, including people, contain a spirit known as Uta, which is really a concentrated package of heaven's power. When you extrapolate that out and begin to follow the spiritual path of many mystics and what have you, you find that there's the power of Shiva, you know, in the Hindu belief system. And Shiva, among many other attributes, is really the goddess of the storm and therefore of lightning. And so Shiva has the power both of creation and destruction and of rebirth. And that's what you get when you get into the cycle of creation and destruction. There's always a rebirth coming out of that, and that's really the basis of shamanism. And there is a very, I guess the lineage, I'm saying, of knowledge and working with this awesome power goes back to the shamans of ancient Siberia. And there's very little literature on that, and it came naturally to me just over time. And I make lightning struck drums, and I really wanted some other way that I could use that awesome power in my healing practice with people. And so I began to work with I call it a lightning stick. It's like a wand. And probably most people listening could find their own lightning stick in their yard or in their neighborhood somewhere where lightning has struck a tree. This is really an awesome instrument when one begins to understand that once lightning strikes wood or a tree in particular, a tree always has sand in it, and so it's crystallized. This wood is full of crystalline energy. And then all it is a matter, it's just like working with crystals, then from there forward, in setting your intentions of service to all, service to everyone, service to life, service to all that is. And through that and over time, then I began to develop certain ways of utilizing this beautiful healing energy in service to others. And I actually, on my website, even have a little ebook people could download if they're interested. So, gee,
well,
I've talked way too long. I promised myself I would give short answers, and there I went, right off the...
Well, you can't just sum it up in one short little thing there. So
true.
Do you want to share your website address with us?
Yes, it's Natural Shaman Drums. That's all one word. Natural Shaman, S-H-A-M-A-N, Drums, with an S, .com. And you'll find lightning sticks and lightning-struck wood, drums and jewelry and many things that I make to share with people on the spiritual path.
Great. I know. I've seen your work. It's fabulous.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. And so are you.
Bless
so
your
you.
Heart.
No, we love you.
Oh, thank you.
I would like to add something. He asked me the other day if he could put a Giza crystal with a lightning stick, and I said, why not? So would you like to talk about that a little bit, Bob?
Oh, I'd be honored to talk about that. And I thank you so much, Lavendar, for this beautiful gesture in support of the work that I do. This is a coupling of one of the Giza crystals, as well as a lightning-struck wand, which is just a shorter version of a lightning stick. And those two are joined together. I always put copper in some way with these items because it is the conductor of energy. And I also couple it with an emerald, which you'll find out if you would visit the website. I thought it was fascinating. I looked at the Starseed site today and saw that you had issued a call for someone who was going in for surgery. And you called upon that emerald, that beautiful emerald green heart energy in service of this person. I certainly did agree with that, and immediately my heart went to her. And that is really the function of that little emerald that I put on all things that I make. It's that beautiful healing heart energy, that green light of healing that goes on everything. And so that, too, is included on this, what I call the, it contains the crystal on the wand with pheasant feathers. Feathers are always recognized as having the mystical quality, relying on those things that are unseen, like the wind, and they represent spirit lifting up. And so all of those energies and all of that intention then is portrayed in this beautiful little prayer feathers Stargate crystal wand that I that you allowed me to make, and I'm very humbled by it. It's the first time really that I've incorporated crystals of that sort. It'll be the last time too into a healing instrument like that, because as I say, the wood has crystals in it, but it certainly does not have any crystals activated in the Great Pyramid of Giza attached to them. So that'll
so
be my first and last.
Do you have some available for people to order?
Well, the wand is the last, first and last I'll make. It is a one of a kind, but lightning sticks, yes. I always like to speak with people first, though, so I can get a feel for them, so I can really, each one is fashioned. It's sort of an energetic undertaking with the person who seeks one. Unless I know them very well, then I can go ahead and do it. Otherwise, I like to spend a few minutes talking with people, and we can sort of set our intentions, and then my hands go to work, and I sort of just get out of the way and let spirit take over.
That's wonderful. We're so happy to have you on our show tonight.
I'm honored. Thank you.
And I just know that your work is so important on the planet, and I have just had you in my heart for many years. And
oh, same here, yes.
I just adore you. Just
hey, well, the same here, and I couldn't help it when I was listening to your story, and I am familiar with it, of course. when you were talking about the molecular level, you could see the molecular level of things. That's exactly my experience in working with lightning sticks. And all of these other things that you've mentioned, too, it's really pretty awesome when one begins to think about it, because you, as struck three times by lightning, you definitely are imbued with heaven's power, as those ancient Siberian shamans so regarded and honored and worshipped, actually.
Well, it took me a while to understand that. For a long time, I just freaked out.
Well, yes, that's because you do have that awesome power of creation, destruction, and rebirth all within you.
Right.
As most people do, but it is simply the amplitude that you are experiencing as a result of those. No wonder you've had your challenges with it.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on our show. And
oh,
come back
you have
and visit
graced
us
me.
Again.
I am most honored. Thank you, and blessings to all.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
This is what Bob, I would like to reiterate. He said that he saw on our website our help forum, and I'd just like to take a moment here for those of you that are not members on our forum, then you didn't see. We have a member of our star family who is in the hospital, and her name on the site is Sun Spirit Smiles. So if I could, you know, we've been having a lot of really great responses from people who say that they felt the power of the group, and that we're actually going to have another report like that coming up in just a minute from Tammy. But please, all the star seeds, please just send some gorgeous emerald green healing light to Sun Spirit Smile. She had surgery yesterday, and we want her to recover swiftly and completely and come back strong. And if she crosses your mind at any point in the next few days, give it another blast. And I know that she'll appreciate it. But she's a lovely soul, and we want her to get well soon. So, and that leads us right into, I believe Tammy is in the caller line.
Oh, no, we really should have PJ Mata was going to call at a certain time. Is he there? 3, 2, 1.
Let's see. 3, 2, 1. Yes, ma'am. Okay. We're going to talk to, well, introduce him for us, please, Lavendar.
Well, I got a call the other day from AJ Mata, who is the host of a show called Spiritually Raw, and he invited me to come on and talk about walk-ins. And so on December 7th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to be on his show. So let's bring him on now, AJ Mata.
Hello, you're on
the
air.
How are you? Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm just doing great. So happy to meet you.
Well, likewise. And I have to tell you, just what an absolute fantastic show. Wow. You know, this is one of the greatest. It's an awesome show, and congratulations for that.
Well, thank you. You know, we've been growing and building. We've only been on the air less than a year, but we just have a lot of wonderful listeners that seem to be sharing with their friends, and it's, you know, that's how it grows. So tell us what you do.
Well, we're Spiritually Raw, and we reached out to Lavendar, and again, you know, again, what a great story, but we reached out to her because Spiritually Raw is, Lavendar's story is actually what Spiritually Raw was created for. It was about exposing and exploring the different truths and theories and myths regarding religious and spiritual dogma, and it's so important for people to really hear what these experiences are and what they're like in real life instances of what's happened through that. And you know, we can't wait to have her on the second there, so on the 7th, excuse me. But that's what the show is about.
It's perfect. Lavendar, say the time.
Give us all the information, AJ, about how they can listen, the different avenues. You have, I think, a couple of websites and places for them to go.
Absolutely. You can find us on ParaX. ParaXradio.com will be on there, which is where Lavender, you're going to be airing on. We're also on CBS Radio too, and you can find us there under NewSkyRadio.com and just click on the Spiritually Raw tab. And then in addition to that, to really keep up to date on where we're going to be on also on different radio stations, all you have to do is go to SpirituallyRaw.com, SpirituallyRaw.com, and it's very easy to join the site. You simply click on your Facebook, your Twitter, or your Gmail, and you automatically are registered. So, you know, this way you'll get some up-to-date information about when and where our shows are going to be aired.
And about how many people listen to your show?
Well, our recent stats after just probably, we actually launched the show in August, and August 17th to be exact, and our recent stats as of the end of October, we went from August 17th, we started off with 28,000, and in October 17th, by the end of October, our stats were roughly under 47,000, you know, so we had quite a significant increase within that few month period there.
That's now, wonderful, also, I love it.
Yeah, we also have the official networks too right now that we're actually growing into, where we're actually going through syndication right now, so people are hearing us in different radio markets too, which is adding to that number.
Great, Lavender, you want to comment on those dates? They started on August 17th.
Yes, well, that was a star date for sure, and it was just, you know, the 26 degrees of Leo that I've talked about, and the August harmonic convergence of 87, and then the activation again on August 20th. So that was in the week that he launched the show. So he was right on time.
Really, whether you knew it or not, AJ, you launched it at a very auspicious time.
Well, how cool is that, isn't it? I mean, really.
Well,
you know,
it just
cool
goes to show you that there are unseen hands, and sometimes we just do the right thing in the right timing without any volition on our own parts, because the assistance that we get constantly as star people.
Well, absolutely, and I think it's phenomenal to just hear that again and reaffirm that there's something so much greater than any of us could even imagine, you know. And I think if we can just believe in that and grasp on and latch on to that, I think this source or this energy can take us to places that we've never fathomed. And so we're excited about it.
Well, so are we. And the day that you're going to be on again, Lavender, is December 7th.
Right.
At 2 o'clock
Eastern
time. Okay.
You got it. 2 o'clock Eastern time. We're looking forward to that show. That's going to be a great one.
And my subject will be walk-ins.
Walk-ins.
Yeah, well, I've got my PhD in walk-ins.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that one. And you've got so many listeners that are going to listen to that. It's going to be a great experience for everybody.
Yeah, well, and I hope you go back and listen to Crack Between the Worlds, the story that I told you to listen to the September 18th, because it's the story that's going to make a lot of sense to you once you hear it. Then you'll get a real flavor of what we're going to say, you know, on the walk-in show.
Well, I have to tell you is that just listening to your story tonight on air was absolutely amazing. It was intoxicating, and I was literally glued to, you know, my headset. I said, "My gosh!" I mean, it's intoxicating as it is. I mean, you got a great presence. You got a great you got a great vision about what's to be, and really the way you deliver the message is phenomenal. We can't wait to have you on.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in.
All right, you take
care.
Thanks, AJ. You got to take care. Great show.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's hear from Tammy.
Okay.
Hello,
Tammy,
can you hear me?
Are you there? You're on the air now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I wanted to thank everyone 2 weeks ago for sending me the Emerald Ray. It touched me at a soul level, and it really boosted my energy on all levels. And through that, I was able to finish the job I'd been trying to do. So I'm so grateful.
Oh, it warms my heart, and I'm sure that everyone...
It is so powerful. I just hope everyone... This is such a wonderful group, and I'm humbled to be a part of it. It really just was very powerful.
I'd like to say, Tammy, for those that don't know the story, that you went through quite an episode with trucks trying to kill you on the road. And I know that a lot of us at that time just focused on, you know, sending you energies to combat, you know, all these forces that were up against you at that time. So the thing that's impressing me is about the people that are on the radio show. They're evolved enough to activate their energetics to send to people like you in time of need. I think this is miraculous.
Yeah. And Alicia, I would love to give thanks to her and her Emerald Reset Salts. They are a miracle. I highly recommend anything that she creates. It's just from a higher power.
Oh, I love everything she makes. I'm very
grateful to her. She was just there for me. Every day she would send me an email making sure I was getting what I needed. So much gratitude to her. And thank you, Anastasia, for the beautiful reading.
Also, Tammy, would you tell us a little bit about your meeting with the women and the Giza crystals?
Yes. Sunday I hosted a group of women, and we did a soul retrieval on natural state and rites of passage. How they've lost a piece of their self from being denied, being kept from what is their natural state. And during the class, I heard that the Gizas wanted to be a part of it. So I brought them out and set them next to me. And then they spoke to me and said that I was to give one to everyone in the class, and there was 9 women. And so when class was over, I told them what I had heard, and I explained about the crystals and their adventure that they had been through, and that they would, don't be surprised if they spoke to them, and to listen to what they said, and don't flip out, say, oh, no, I want to keep this, just let me know. And as I handed these crystals to these women, it was like a kid in a candy store. The shift, even getting these geezers. And before the class was over, almost every woman came up to me and said, I already know what I'm supposed to do with this. It's already spoke to me. And it's just such a blessing to witness that. Some of the women there are very new to this, and they were just blown away that this crystal spoke to them.
Wow. It's a beautiful thing to watch this unfold.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you so much once again for letting me be a part of this.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're so welcome, and we're honored to have you, too. So thank you for calling in and sharing your story, and I'm on behalf of all the Starseed that sent you the green light, we're so glad that it worked.
Yes, and once again, much gratitude.
You're welcome. Okay, Tammy, we're going to move on now.
I have something I'd like to say before you go on.
Okay.
This past, over the Thanksgiving holiday, I had received a book that I had ordered, and the name of the book is A Period D Period, A.D., After Disclosure, The People's Guide to Life After Contact, and it's written by Richard Dolan and Bryce Zabel. And I read the contents, and the contents, after reading it, I had to go take a nap. And then I woke up, and I read 32 pages, and then had to put it down. I said, oh, my goodness, I now know that this book's been written for a lot of folks, but I think that the Starseed will benefit from this book more than any other. So I called Ariel, and I called Sarah, and I said, you know, let's have a little discussion about this. And we talked about it, and I said, get the book right away. Then Sierra called me back, and she said, well, Amazon is sold out, so you'll have to order it directly from the website. And the website is www.afterdisclosure.com. And they have it as an e-book, and they also have it in hard copy, and the authors will sign it for you if you order it off of here. I would suggest that anyone that's really wanting to know more about disclosure and after disclosure, read this book. It is a real manual for us Starseeds, and I'll be putting together probably a private teleconference call for people that are really interested in joining this particular group, because this will be specialized for those of us that want to band together and help in this after disclosure. So I just wanted to mention that tonight, Ariel. And
okay.
And if Sierra has, if she has anything to say, we'd like to hear from her too.
Okay, well, let me look through. We have a lot of callers tonight. I mean, wow. And I have to go through the numbers, and I'm looking. Oh, there's Sierra. Okay. Hello, Sierra. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
Sierra's, yeah, okay.
Okay, great. Yes, I would definitely like to say something about that. I was just so moved by what Lavendar and Ariel and I were talking about, and when I got online and I was looking around, and, you know, Lavendar actually read the table of contents to us, and I had to just hold on. I almost made me feel like I was going to pass out, and I think that it's just right on. There's a lot of coding, and there's a lot of information in this book, and I just couldn't get online fast enough, and I called all over Denver thinking it's a big city. I'll be able to go ahead and get this book today, being the consumers that we are, now,
uh-huh.
now. And they said absolutely not. It has been sold out to, you know, through the distributor and through the publisher, and I asked who the publisher was. And so Keyhole Publishing is also another place to go on and get this book and a signed copy. But if you just go to afterdisclosure.com, that's the easiest way to get a hold of the book. But I'm very excited for my copy to show up. I hope that it's waiting for me when I get home today.
Well, take it in little bite-sized pieces. Because,
yes.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Lavendar read the table of contents to us, and I was about spinning just from the table of contents. So,
I'd also
yeah,
like to say that one of the authors, Bryce Zabel, he was the one that wrote the TV series Dark Skies that was on back in 1996, and it was about two heroic freedom fighters charged with an unearthly task of protecting humanity against an alien infestation known as the Hive, while showing us through their own experiences and actions the truth behind our own recent past. It was a great series, and this is going to be available on DVD on January 18th, which is when the sun's going to be 26 Capricorn. I thought that was a great date for him to launch his DVD series. Now, I have not talked to either one of these men, but I plan on contacting them, and hopefully we'll have them as guests on our show.
Well, that would be great. That would
absolutely
be great.
Okay,
well, Sarah, as long as we have you on the line, do you have anybody with a question for Lavendar before we move on to Belva's part?
Yes, I've got two questions so far.
Okay.
The first question is, one of the listeners came across Billy Meyer, and Billy Meyer, from what one of our listeners understood, said that he was the only one that has Pleiadian contact. She wants to hear your, I responded, but she wants to hear your response on that.
Oh, I really admire Billy Meyer, and I have had some earlier contact years ago when they made that video. They asked me to take it and show it, and I took it around for about 6 weeks to different groups. They wanted to know if it was viable to put in a theater. And so, to make a long story short, if you're drinking alcohol and watching this video, it really can do something to you, because there's sounds on here from the ship. And so my recommendation was, do not put it in the theater. So, but back to your question, he says he's the only one. That's just not true. There's too many people on the planet. I have conversed with so many people that have had Pleiadian contact, and that might have been true for him at that time. You got to remember, he was way back in the 70s when, you know, this was happening to him in early 80s. So, and that could have been true then.
Okay, great.
It's not true.
Thank you.
But
it's
not true,
true
now.
Right.
That's great. And then another listener has some Giza crystals and wants to know how to use them and what to do with her Giza crystals.
They need to email me, and we need to have a discussion.
Okay. Perfect. And I don't have any other questions here at this time.
Okay, then. All right. Well, I'll check back with you before the end of the show for any other questions that come from the chat room.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Sierra.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I think we need to move on to Belva right now and Belvalation for this week.
All right.
Okay.
Well, it's time for a Belvalation with my friend Belva Bloomer, who has been part of my inner circle in my life for over 30 years. And today I believe our subject matter is going to be toxic overload. And I'm really, really anxious to hear this, Belva. So, Belva, take it away.
Toxic overload. Toxins. They're in the food you eat, in the water you drink, and the air you breathe. You're probably aware of most environmental toxins, pesticides, heavy metals, chemicals, pollution, caffeine, and preservatives. But what you may not realize is how our bodies produce natural toxins, such as ammonia and carbon dioxide, which linger in the body if they cannot be broken down. The liver, the lymphatic system, which is related to the immune system, kidneys, lungs, intestines, and blood, all filter these toxins from your body. When overloaded, your body becomes inefficient and toxins can build up. If these toxins are not eliminated, your well-being may be compromised, and have you experienced headaches or fatigue or difficulty sleeping, digestive and other gastrointestinal problems, immune challenges, food cravings, weight gain, reduced mental clarity, low libido? If you answered yes to any of these problems, then you would benefit from a purification program. What is purification? It is merely the internal cleansing of your body. Think of it as a spring cleaning for your insides. It requires making new, healthier choices for yourself. You will learn to refrain from eating fast food, processed convenient foods, and sugar-laden snacks, which place an unnecessary load on your body. Instead, you will learn to turn to whole, unprocessed, preservative-free foods, lots of pure spring water, tasty shakes, and whole food supplements. In the process, you will learn a lot about your body and what it needs to stay healthy, and you probably will shed some excess pounds. How is purification different from other diets? Fad diets sell a lot of books and may ignore the way our bodies actually work, and you can be discouraged when the weight that you lost returns plus a little extra. Standard processed products have a purification program that is not a diet. It is a program that helps you live a healthier life by purifying, nourishing, and maintaining a healthier body and weight. The program uses whole food supplements to help your body purify and rebuild itself naturally and from the inside out. You will also be supporting all of your organ systems that play a role in purification, and it will also bring a feeling of energy to enjoy life, a whole new you. Each person, even if we live in the same house, has a very individual health problem or problems. That is why I always start this process with a health report. I want every organ to be healthy and happily doing its chosen work. The figures show that we are all living longer to an older age. My work is to teach you how to be healthy and happy and not to be on the drugs that contribute to loss of memory and knowledge. Spending the remaining years in a drug fog is not living. I'm here to help you learn about your body, to look toward the future with good health, joy, and all of those wonderful memories and stories that older people can share with the children of the future. I know it is easier to take a prescription, but we all know the side effects. They list, and they are real. It's to protect the companies from future lawsuits. So do some research before you swallow that pill to sleep. This is Belva and her newest Belvalation.
Well, thank you so much, Belva, and I hope that those that are listening will love and appreciate you as much as I have through the years. And about Standard Process, I've been taking Standard Process for, well, as long as I guess I've known you. I take each organ and treat it. 1 month I'll do kidneys, the next month I'll do heart, and then I'll do pancreas. And I start rebuilding all of my organs, and I really do believe that these people came up with a process very similar to the cellular discoveries. Anyway, I think that Standard Process is a great company, and I've researched them, and what I found out about them is that they have the purest form of ingredients of anyone that I've ever found. So thank you so much for giving us this Belvalation. Okay, back to you, Arielle.
Thank you, Belva. Thank you so much. If we have any questions for Belva, you need to push 1 on your keypad so that we know you do have a question for Belva. At this moment, we don't. So I would like to introduce Anastasia, and then we'll still have a goodly amount of time. So let me find her here on the switchboard. Our lines are really full, everybody, so just bear with me for a moment. Oh, where are you? I know you're here. Oh, there we go. I'm sorry, it took me a little bit of time to find you. Anastasia.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to be with everyone.
Well, yes, we're glad to have you back.
I loved the session tonight. It was wonderful. Lavendar's story just really makes us all just sit on the edge of our seats. It's really profound stuff. And the group really lifts us up, lifts me up. It's just wonderful to be a part of this.
Well, you know, it is. And having people like Tammy call and really say that they could feel the our intent for the Emerald Healing really lets you know that you are part of something that's real and functional and effective. And
such a promise for what we can all do together for the coming times ahead. Just a glimmer, just an indicator of, you know, humanity rising from the cradle of long sleep. Just sort of the birth of the new consciousness, and not sort of, absolutely, the birth of a new consciousness. And right now, I think Starseed, with everything that you're all doing, is the cradle from which the new child or the ultimate human is emerging. It's really very exciting, and it's really what life is. It's the reality that people don't see. It's the things that most people scoff at, that they can't get a handle on, that are so locked into 3D reality and so, you know, mesmerized by the illusion of this world. But as has been told by wise people through countless generations, that which is small shall be made great, and that which is great shall become small. And in this small group and people who have beautiful hearts but are so often unrecognized or largely unrecognized by the world, it is there that the great things come forward and that the new world can be born, a new day. It's wonderful times ahead, and we're right in the cradle of it, right here, tonight. It's wonderful.
That's nicely put. Nicely put.
That's,
well,
how I
Anastasia,
feel about it. Yes.
Anastasia, are you ready to do some soul readings?
I am.
Okay. We have a caller that's been waiting to speak with you. Her name is Vera. Let me get the microphone open here. Okay,
is that Vera with the V? Vera with a, I believe so. Is it Vera with a V like Victor?
Yes, it's Vira.
Vira, okay.
Yes.
Hello, Vira.
Hi, Anastasia.
What a beautiful voice you have, and we have a really good connection tonight.
Thank you.
I feel like you're sitting right beside me.
I've been feeling lately like my energy is a lot heavier than normal, and my soul feels like it's being restricted, like it's being held back.
Uh-huh.
And I was hoping that you would have some words of wisdom that would help it feel that.
I saw you before you even called. I usually start the show by asking for guidance for the first caller, and it comes very quickly. And I saw your energy pattern, and I've sort of been pondering it between my words, and so I'm ready to talk to you. I would like you to give me just a moment of silence while I process what I saw. Give me just a moment for a little bit of guidance here, Vira.
Okay.
I was being shown the heaviness that you're talking about and the sense of restriction and isolation. Are you feeling alone? Are you feeling alone, Vira?
Not.
You feel cut off from spirit, perhaps, at times?
From my source, I know it's there, and I know that all of my angels and my guides are there.
But
I just feel this heaviness.
Uh-huh, on the feeling level. Uh-huh.
The connection to myself and to my power and to my abilities and to my gifts, I feel that the connection maybe has a pinch in it, and that's really making it heavy.
Bless your heart. You know, this is just temporary. And what I'd like everyone listening to realize, this applies to all of us, not just to Vira, and that is that there are moments when we feel, I mean, we can't be up all the time, and we can't always feel like we are connected. This is a tough school. It's really a hard place to be. And the ascension process or the awakening process is so very difficult, really, ultimately, that if most people consciously knew what they were in for when they started it, they might not try. And so it is normal at times to feel like you're not getting anywhere and that you're heavy and that you're not quite bringing through the light that you're capable of. And just accept this. The first step is to just simply say, well, it's a phase I'm going through. And it doesn't mean you have to stay there, and we don't want you to stay there, and you're not going to stay there. But it's good also to not feel like you're doing something wrong necessarily, or that it's something you want to push away. Sometimes we have to surrender to these moments and learn from them. And I'm actually feeling as if, I'll just say what I see. What is needed here is probably some cleansing. Are you doing any salt baths, salt showers? Do you use any smudge in your ceremonies?
I actually need to get more sage, but I do take the Epsom salts, and I've been trying to drink more water and spend time outside and do the meditation.
That's all very good. Uplifting music is very beneficial. And then also just alleviating some of the pressure that's in your mind to feel like you need to do more and be more. Sometimes these challenges of momentary darkness or just a sense that, you know, we're not where we need to be, the answer is to just accept that it is part of the human condition. It does teach us humility, which is something that we need. Often we have conflicts between, we all have egos, we all have it, and we have conflicts between ego and spirit, and the ego wants to drive us, making us feel like we need to make more progress and do it more quickly, and we look to others, perhaps, that are we feel somehow are more spiritually aware or evolved, and they're doing so well, and why aren't we? And you just recognize that you are a perfect being. Your soul is very brilliant. You're a very compassionate woman. I feel also to tell you that there may be something connected to relationships that's troubling you. Is that accurate, Vira?
Not that comes to the forefront.
Okay. I'm picking up on the energy of conflict regarding a male. Does that ring a bell? It may mean something to you later. It doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic partner at all. But it is a male energy. I'm picking up that the conflict is regarding that. This will make sense to you later, and probably this stuff should probably be explored more privately. But anyway, you're doing everything that you should be doing. I'm just wanting to pass along that this will clear up, this will pass. Connect with your joy and sort of let go of the expectations for a while and play. You need to have some fun. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
It's not all about serious work or, you know, serious development. Sometimes we just have to surrender to being human, because in those moments that we have these moods, there are lessons to be learned, and really things need to be purged. And sometimes they have to be purged and let go of in the sad moments, in the heavy moments. And there isn't necessarily any alchemy to escape it except to just love ourselves and be happy in the moment and have some fun, and you're doing everything you need to do, and it will pass.
You feel it and release it and not
absolutely
soak in it.
Absolutely, honey. Yes, absolutely. Just go on with your life and be happy, and before you know it, it'll just evaporate. It will.
Okay.
And your soul is very, very brilliant, and you're a very compassionate woman, and you're coming up on some major transitions in your life. You're at a fork in the road. And so let yourself sort of rest in this. This is part of letting go of the old and the transformation of your consciousness. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. You are very special, and you're well-guided. And, you know, we can know that logically, but it's sometimes we can't feel it. And the feeling is worth far more than the head thing. And so when you can't feel it, sometimes you just have to let go and not worry about it and go have some fun. And the state of joy and happiness and self-acceptance is the first step to connecting to the higher powers. That's when all the good stuff comes. That's when the major breakthroughs happen. So let yourself feel rich in spirit, and don't worry about not being better or not being able to be more, because you're just fine just the way you are. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome
so much.
It's been a pleasure, Vira. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling in, Vira.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye, honey.
Well, you're so loving. Let me find. I think we have another person waiting to speak. There we go. This is Frank.
Hi.
Hello, Frank.
Hello,
Frank.
Thanks for taking my call.
Anastasia.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
It's my privilege. How are you this evening?
Great. Well, I was just calling for a reading.
And, Frank?
Yes.
Will you, Well, let's see, what do I want to do here? Okay, I know what I want to do with you. Frank, I'm going to ask, you've heard me do this before, but I need to slow down a little bit here. So just sit up straight for me, would you, Frank?
Okay.
Okay, and take a slow, deep breath. Let the air out. I want you to close your eyes for just a moment and mentally ask that I be guided to help you, Frank, as I take a look at you. And I'm going to be real quiet for a few seconds. I know that on radio it's hard to have dead air. You're not supposed to have dead air, but give me just a few seconds to take a look at you. Frank, you're very upbeat. I feel like you're a very smart man. You're highly intelligent. You're intellectual. You've got logic and spirit together. It's a nice combination in a man. So often men struggle with spiritual things and being comfortable with anything outside of their mental faculties. But for you, you are coming into balance. You do have really powerful star connections. Of course, you are a starseed after all. But I'm picking that up. Of course. I'm picking that up tonight really strongly, these celestial connections that you have on a soul level. And do you struggle with feeling sad and being depressed a lot, Frank?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Mm-hmm. Nothing overwhelming. It's just made some mistakes in life.
Well, everybody makes mistakes, honey. That's what being here on this planet's all about. You can't be here without making mistakes. You couldn't qualify.
Yes, I know.
So that's just part of the, you know. And one man's mistake is another man's stroke of genius. So mistakes are highly it just depends on who's doing the judging. So We won't count those things as mistakes. I feel as though I pick up, well, let's just see. I'm talking in front of many people here, so I'm trying to think of what I can tell you that's good for public. One of the things that you need in your life, Frank, is a partner. Are you married?
No.
Uh-huh. And I just want to tell you that that's coming, okay? And
okay.
That's going to bring some balance in your life. And in order to do that, you have to learn to listen to your inner voice on a very deep level, and this involves motivation. Motivation. We need to get your engines going, get you motivated, get you out there meeting people, connecting. You need to do a lot of connecting. And laugh. Again, joy. I guess joy is going to be our theme tonight. But happiness and joy and sometimes just plain being funny. You know, not being serious all the time. Enjoying your life. These are the keys, really, for you at this moment, I think. To your self-expression, because I think a partner is among your next, is for my site tonight, a significant part of your journey coming up. And I'm being shown that you really have achieved a good state of balance for a male. You're going to make a wonderful partner, and there is a woman out there that's going to compliment you and bring you, well, you're just going to balance very well with her. And in terms of energy and doing the work that we do, it's a great blessing. It's not necessary. But when you're blessed to have a partner, you can double the energy and affect twice as much good on the planet. So I feel to tell you tonight that that's where your focus probably ought to be, listening to guidance from Spirit. And when it tells you to go out to the grocery store at maybe, 11 o'clock at night, do it.
Huh.
But follow your inner hunches and be open and receptive. Okay, because you need somebody in your life. I hope that's helped you.
Yes, it is. Do you get anything for March with me? Because, I don't know, a couple of different people have told me things with March, and I don't know what it is that's supposed to happen in March.
Well, I am not tracking into your future tonight, Frank. That takes too
okay.
long. But I'm available later. If you want to call me or email me, we can talk about that. Okay?
Yeah, how do I contact you?
Through the site, starseedhotline.com.
Starseedhotline. Okay. And what was your name again? You're Anastasia, right?
Anastasia. Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the other blonde.
All right.
Thank you so much, Frank. I hope
thank you very
calling.
Much. I appreciate it so much.
You're so welcome, honey.
When can
good
I
luck.
Call you? Can I call you later tonight? Is that too late?
You just leave a message. You won't be able to reach me tonight.
Okay.
But just call and make an appointment.
All right,
and
thank
I'll
you very
back.
Much.
You're welcome, Frank.
Great, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have another gentleman for you, Anastasia. His name is Mark, and let me open up his mic. Okay, Mark, you are
hello.
On here with Anastasia.
Hello, Anastasia.
Hello, Mark.
Namaste.
Hello, namaste, Mark. It's nice to talk to you tonight. Tell me a little
thank
bit
you.
About yourself. I want to connect to your voice. The connection isn't quite as good as some of the others. What part of the country are you in?
Okay, I live in New Hampshire, where we have a Christmas City of Light that I work with in the White Mountains.
Yes, I've heard you call in before.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
And basically, I've seen how my expansion and integration and everything has really been a lot more fine-tuned, like many of us, this past couple years, especially
yes.
this past year, most especially. And
yes.
I'm really trying to better understand more and more aspects of myself, integrating and really working with that. And
okay.
really, and I'm just trying to figure out how to like pull everything together so that I can really start to manifest and move forward in the linear part of my experience. My non-linear is going great. But the linear part isn't quite catching up yet, if you know what I mean.
The linear part. You're talking about the manifestation aspect
yes.
of 3D.
Exactly.
Well,
on the metaphysical, I'm going to expand exponentially, but on the 3D, it's not quite there
yeah.
yet. So just
you've,
trying
you've
to...
Called, okay, we'll take a look at that. And you've called in a few times, and so I've assessed you even as you've spoken on the line before. So let me take a look at what some of the elements will be in your... of the situation that you've discussed and see what I can find for you. So just let me be real quiet and invite your divine guides present with me for just a moment and see what I get for you.
Thank you.
Give me a second here to be silent. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. All right. I'm plugged in. I see what's going on here. I don't even know where to start. First of all, let me say that good news is coming. Okay? And that's great. So you're going to have a breakthrough, and things are going to pick up, and you're going to see tangible improvements. However, you wanted some advice about maybe what you could do. And so this comes to the fore. All the colors that I'm seeing are about this situation. One of the things, you're so strong in the psychic energies and the spiritual side, Frank, that what you need to do is experience more grounding. We have to keep a balance between the physical and the spiritual. And so I find this a lot with people that are really evolving and growing and experiencing high energies, that sometimes we can get so far into the sky that our feet get off the ground. And so I think that what I'm being told to tell you tonight is to moderate that a little bit better. Do ground things that are grounding for you. Again, you know, these are things like salt baths, getting your toes in the grass, just doing ordinary human things. You know what I do to ground, Frank? I eat chocolate ice cream. Now, milk isn't necessarily good for people, but everybody's got their own way, you know, the thing that they do to help them get grounded. And so I don't have to do it very often.
Would you recommend maybe sea salt in my shoes or maybe having hematite or tiger's eye on me at all times?
Well, those things are excellent, but they are definitely excellent, but you see, they're also instruments or they are objects, and we must be careful, I feel, in my practice anyway, to not over-rely on external things, even though ultimately we are all one. We are one with the stones.
Right.
We are one with one another. But in strictly the 3D sense, we're talking here about our life on the planet as human beings, that aspect which is growing dimmer as we become more ascended in our consciousness. It's a delicate balancing act, but rather than rely on objects, it's about using your body and your mind as the tool and the instrument to ground. So with your thoughts, your choices on how you spend your time, you know, we just have to remember to sort of stay rooted on the planet. It's really fun to connect to home and to be connected to spirit and to be growing. I mean, it's immense. And as we experience this transformational shift, the physical world's going to get very thin, very incorporeal, just like the spirit world is to the people that are grounded here. You know, things will change. They'll shift. But in the meantime, you're not there yet, not supposed to be. It's not time. So you have to remember to ground yourself periodically, which will assist with the manifestation of bringing things into the physical. I hope that helps.
Well,
and they've told me to tell you that good things are coming.
One of the things that I use in my guided meditations is the tree of life and knowledge. And I just visualize the tree's roots grounding into the heart mother of Gaia, and then the multidimensional expansion from that as it goes and expands. Maybe I should focus more on the root grounding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, what you need, when you visualize, the Tree of Life meditation is wonderful. The Tree of Life is incredible spiritual stuff. But let's go back again to, and I want to point out to you, honey, that look how you process things. You are so connected with your spiritual growth that most of what goes through your mind is translated in that way. I talk about grounding, and you mentioned the Tree of Life, which is an incredible spiritual symbol and instrument. And so everything that you process, you're doing this spiritually. And so this is an indicator, just you don't even realize that you're so into this, the growth. But what I'm talking about is just getting back to the marrow of your bones as a human entity, a spiritual being in this physical body, so that when you do your meditation, let your body become the tree. and your feet become the roots. Okay? Because that way you're not meditating on a very sacred symbol that's sort of objectified in your mind, calling you out of your body, raising your chakras up, but that you're focusing within your physical form, making your tree, your body the tree, and you need to use this in the way that the body absorbs the sunlight, the beautiful rays of the sun.
Right.
You become the vessel of
the
light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very
and then
the
put
sun.
Your roots, the roots of yourself, deep into the heart of the mother, and that will help you. Okay? I appreciate
just,
your call.
Thank
you
for calling in, Mark.
You, I'm hearing for a piece on the website.
I'm sorry, honey, I couldn't hear you.
On the Starseed Hotline website,
yes.
Healing for Inner Peace. Mark, Healing for Inner Peace. So we need to see you on there.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
We're going to move on now.
So,
Love Line Blessings, thank you.
I didn't have a real good connection with him, Ariel. I don't know.
No, I think it might have been a cell phone, and I
it
would
like
to comment.
Like he was talking through cotton or...
Yeah, it was on
a hard time.
I think there was a cell phone. And keep in mind when you do call, I know a lot of people use their cell phones because they have free minutes at night. But if they're calling for a reading, they really need to have a good, clear connection for you.
They really
do.
It strains my psychic antenna if I can't hear them very well. It's more exhausting.
Right. I know. So having said that, we're going to move on and we're going to talk to Ted now. And hope that you're not on a cell phone. Hello, Ted.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good.
Hi, Ted.
Hello. I called before a long time ago, and I was on a cell phone, and actually my call had dropped as I was talking to you guys. And at the time, this was probably about a month and a half ago, I was explaining, I was pretty much telling you guys that I felt like I had a walk-in. And you were asking me about the date that it happened, and now I have the date, and the date that it happened was July 25th. Does that sound plausible?
I'll let you and Lavendar handle that, Ariel. I'm not familiar with any of this.
Had you talked to Lavendar, Ted?
I think at the time Lavendar was on your, and so I called up and. You know, and just like I said, a lot of strange things were happening to me. Like, I have like a leaky faucet down in the bathroom, right? That you know, I've been meaning to get to for a long time. And all of a sudden, when I got hit with this walk-in, the leaky faucet, all of a sudden it just stopped. You know, it was like I went into like some kind of other. It was like a dimension or something. Like, I'm sorry, my phone is ringing and it keeps. That was one of the first indicators. And then another thing, I'll let you talk right now. My legs, you know, because I do running and jogging and you know, I work out and stuff like that too. My legs, are, you know, usually like my shin splints and all that, like they get real sore, you know, and especially at night when I'm settling in for bed. Well, there was no pain whatsoever. You know, there was like no pain whatsoever. I had no pain whatsoever anywhere in my whole body. You know, no soreness, no nothing like that. And as a matter of fact, I did like a shot. I even did like a shot of whiskey. Okay, I did a shot of Jack Daniels. No taste whatsoever. There was no taste whatsoever. I just felt like really enlightened. Like I had like these super hearing, super touch, super feel. I also went online and I was playing some poker. I go play poker online, and I could not lose. I was getting all these good cards. I could not lose. Even if I had like a 3-7, the worst card you can have, I would play them and I would get a full house. It was just amazing to me. This is all the little stuff that was happening. You know, just
and how long
it
did
was
this
just
last?
All these things that were happening.
How long did this last?
It lasted for, I want to say it peaked out, like when it started happening, it was weird because I was hearing like little noise here and there, which was kind of freaking me out because I live by myself, and it was just like freaking me out, so, you know, and I have a cat, and it was freaking my cat out, like there was these, I guess maybe they're seeing some things, I saw a couple things too, and it lasted about, I want to say a good 3 to 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Lavendar,
and,
do you have a comment?
Well, I'd have to see his chart. It would show probably in his astrological chart some dramatic event that would happen to him. So if he would, you know, go on the website and, you know, order a star chart, and we'll just talk about that.
Because don't
That's
you have to have, I mean,
handled.
You know, sometimes when walk-ins well, come, you have to have the right frequencies open
well, maybe,
at the time.
Maybe it wasn't a walk-in. Maybe it was just a miracle that came from God. Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was a evil entity that might have entered my body, a mild possession. I don't know.
Well,
but something
that, well
did,
I don't know. If I
happened.
Thought he was evil, you wouldn't have won.
That's where I'm gonna step in here for just a second, Ted. This is obviously a contact with non-human intelligence, and you can judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. And clearly, let's just say you had a transformational experience. And this is meant, Ted, to make you seek and to ask questions and to remain open. Do not try so quickly to find an answer or a label or something to call this. That's
okay.
Very important. The minute you attach a so-called quote-unquote answer to this is the minute you stop learning. So this is one of those things to say, wow, something wonderful happened to me. What was that? And
yeah, it was.
You know, and begin to ask questions and to be patient.
And that's exactly what I've been doing. And ever since then, it's like I've been so intrigued and so enlightened. And just the more things I find, the more truth I find about what's going on Earth. I know you can't believe everything you read and everything you
right.
see and stuff like that. Just because it's written down doesn't mean it's true. But just all the research that I have been doing since then and to this very day, you know, since July till this very day. And, I you know, I was always, like, on the Internet. I always felt like Neo, you know, from, like, The Matrix. I always
yes.
felt like there was something more out there than what life
well,
has to
you're
offer.
Well, you're learning that there is something more out there. And
yes,
like I
yes,
say,
ma'am.
You know, the journey is just beginning for you. You've been on this now for 2, 3, 4 months, and it's a lot. There's
Correct.
Much ahead of you. So be willing to just put this up on the shelf and say, wow, now what else is there for me to find out?
Yeah,
definitely.
And move
forward
I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, and,
I'm gonna,
and live
I'm gonna
with ambiguity. Okay.
I'm going to step in here, and Ted, we appreciate your calling. And if you do want to contact anybody on the site, you can just go to the site and you take it from there. But we do have a ton of
okay.
callers this evening, so we're going to have
can
to
I
move
just,
on.
Can I just say one more thing before you hang up, please? Please, one more thing, please. Just one little thing.
Okay, 10 seconds.
My mother, she has cancer. She just found out she has cancer. She has 2 weeks to 3 months to live. That they're saying, okay, she's in the hospital. I'm about to leave right now to go visit her in the hospital right now. And you know, I've been taking,
okay.
you know, a lot of care of her. And I just wanted to float that to you guys. And if you guys could please pray for her or do whatever you can for my mother, Dora. I love her with all my heart.
Well,
absolutely, Ted.
And
if you guys could please do a prayer
and our
for
prayers
her.
Go with you as well.
Oh,
you're not
you.
Alone
I totally,
and neither is she. You're
I,
not
I,
alone.
I,
totally,
I appreciate that
okay,
so much.
Honey. Thanks so
okay.
much for calling.
All right, thank
okay.
you. Bye.
Ted, I'm gonna,
bye-bye,
I'm going to close your microphone right now and reiterate to the group, please unite and send the emerald green ray of healing to Dora. So be it. Okay, well, Anastasia, we've got about 10 minutes left, and I have to say ahead of time right now that we have so many people that want to talk not only to you but to Lavendar, and I know we're not going to get to everybody this week, and I apologize for that, but it seems like the longer we make the show, the more the more show we need. So I'm going to pick the person that's been waiting for you, Anastasia, and. And then I have another, we have some questions for Lavendar again still, so let me, okay. All right, I just pushed the wrong button. Hang on a second, sorry about that. Where'd you go? Okay, this gentleman, I think your name is Chris, wants to speak to Anastasia. Is this Chris?
Is this, am I on?
Hello? Chris? Anastasia is on the line with you, and you are on the air. Do you have a question you want to ask Anastasia?
Yes. I spent my whole life working to prepare humanity and the planet for ascension, and I finished this chapter of my life, and I wanted to see what insights you have.
Okay,
to what's
Chris.
Next.
All right, let's take a look
at you. It's actually Christina.
Christina?
Yes.
Let me take a look. Let's see. Wow, you are definitely beginning a new journey. And you have finished a very significant work. Did some of this involve,
you can say anything on there.
I am seeing that there's been an element of secrecy or something cloaked about your work. Is that accurate?
Everything has been cloaked.
Yes. Okay.
Because I was working on helping change the frequency of the planet.
Yes. Okay. I understand that. Yes. I think it's time to actually to just relax a little bit and to rest a little bit. And I'm showing that there's great success ahead for you, my dear. Personal mastery is the key. It's time to focus on self a little bit. You'll receive more assignments. There's more to come. But really, it's time to just sort of kick back and enjoy and work on self. And when I say work on self, I don't really mean work on self, but I mean to explore self, enjoy self, connect with your higher group that supports you and sustains you, energy of like kind. It's time to get refreshed and remade, revitalized, and more work is to come. And I really feel like a lot of this now is going to connect to networking with people of like mind and enlarging your influence in the, not saying that it's not energetic, but honestly I think now it's about connecting more with people of like mind. Do you follow me on this?
Yes.
It's time for
Thank
some
you.
Human company. Yeah. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. You've done a lot, and it is a phase completed, and now it's time to enjoy. And you know, in these quiet moments and in this time of just reflection and absorption and what am I trying to say? A hiatus from all that you've been through. You're going to be led as to what the next steps are, and you're going to enjoy now, finally, the company of people where you feel the fellowship, not only those of your higher group, but those here on the planet, and it's time to have some fun and enjoy before the other things come that are considerably more weighty. Okay?
I have one other quick comment, and this is probably for Ariel as well. What would be very interesting, I think, to hear at some future show is the baby boomers that were part of the transitionary group that have been doing work to heal the planet and prepare and raise the frequency for humanity to go through ascension, many of them are completing this task, their role for being here, and they're feeling like this is the end. Is this all there is? Is this the end? It'd be very interesting to have a conversation sometime with you and Lavendar and the group to see because that's a whole new frequency the planet has depended upon, and it's now having to integrate it. The baby boomers are having to do it in a whole different way than they've done in the past.
That's really a very good point, and it's very valid, but the real answer to that is there's more growth to do or we wouldn't be here. And a lot of it has to be internalized. And it really is. It has to be internalized. There's, it is about, sometimes it's just about waiting for the next assignment to come. That's not all there is. There's plenty more, and it'll come in a big wave, and it'll come fast. So it's time to rest up and explore self and get ready, because when it comes, it'll be very demanding what's ahead. You're not done.
None of us have any supercon.
I really wasn't talking about
so,
me. Thank you so much.
We thank you for calling in, Christina, and
okay.
We only have about 5 minutes left, so we will be back again next week. If you want to call back, we'd be happy to talk to you again. And we're going to move on. We have about 5 minutes left, and we have one more caller who is calling for Lavendar. And this is, make sure I got the right number. This is Jen in Virginia Beach. Hello. Thank you so much for waiting. I know our phone lines are absolutely overflowing this evening. So are you there, Jen?
It's absolutely fine. I think it's funny, the last time, the last show, I was the last one on.
Well, at any rate, you know what? There might be something to be said for that. So, Lavendar, Jen's on the line.
Yes, what's your question, Jen?
Hey, Lavendar, it's Jen. I really just wanted to share with everybody really quickly. You and I had a fantastic reading this weekend. And, you know, for those who haven't had their chart done, I really just want to emphasize, from childhood I'd always wondered, I knew I was here for a reason. And here recently that has popped back up pretty heavily. And so I sought out Lavendar. She did my chart. It blew my mind, but I promise you from the moment I hung up the phone, Lavendar, for you specifically, I started getting awakenings like crazy, just 1 minute after the other. I started channeling information on the way to people's houses to give them information. So if you are somebody out there who hasn't had their chart done, please do so, particularly if you're trying to figure out who you are. The other thing was I did go and get the A or After Disclosure book, Lavendar. And then with regard to the specific reading this past weekend where we discovered the tie to Atlantis, as soon as I hung up the phone with you, I happened to stand up and look on my desk where there were some books and just so happened to see there was a book a therapist actually had given me back in 2004 called Journey to Atlantis, and I started reading it, and I thought my jaw would fall off my face. So, you know, so many absolutely amazing things happening. I wanted to really thank you again for your time. I know we still have some undone business. I'm taking care of that. But, you know, truly, truly thank you so very much.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. And, you know, it's so wonderful to find people that are willing and ready to, you know, take the leap to find their next evolutionary jump. And, you know, you chose to do that at that time by, you know, having a session with me and working with me. And we really, it was like volleyball. You know, we were passing the ball back and forth. And as you were talking, you actually help activate me, so I want to thank you for that.
I do want to ask a really quick question, and by the way, anything I can do to help activate, I am so honored.
Okay, let me just say we only
like
have
that.
A minute and a half left, okay? And
sure.
And to Sierra in the chat room, I'm going to try to get to you, but if I don't, I'm sorry. We just the lines are so full tonight. Go ahead, Jen.
Well, let me ask you, Ariel. Although that we're not going to be on the computer, we will be on, I can finish talking to people on the telephone. Is that right?
Yes, it just won't be streaming anymore.
Won't
you'll
be
have
streaming.
To, if you want
okay.
to hear, if you want to, you know, you can ask your question and it'll be in the archives, but it won't be streaming live, you know, on the live.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, mine isn't important for streaming, so go to the next.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we have 90 seconds left, and so I just want to tie it up for here to thank everyone, mostly for sharing our show with other Starseed, for the healing work that you've assisted and been part of that is happening through this show. Thank you to Mr. Bob Teets and our dear sister Belva and Anastasia for being with us, and next week we're going to have another show about lightning demonstrations and more as it intertwines with the crack between the worlds. So that kind of puts a nice little bow on the end of the show so we can keep talking after we get cut off. Okay, go ahead. Let me pick up, Jen, if you would. I'll come back to you.
Let me pick up Sierra. Hang on. See, where'd you go? Hi, Sierra. We're just about ready to go off. Oh, I'm sorry. We're just about ready to go off the air, but we can still keep talking.
Okay. Great.
And I want to thank everybody in the chat room.
Absolutely. We do have one question. There's a listener that has come across, and forgive my ignorance, and I don't know if I'm going to be pronouncing her last name correctly, but Barbara Marciniak.
Marciniak.
Marciniak. This listener would love to see Barbara Marciniak on our show. I wanted to put that out there to you.
Okay, you know, I have her in the back of my mind, so she, if I can arrange to have a conversation with her and ask her, I'll be happy to.
Great.
I love her work.
And, oh, yeah. And then there we've had some heated discussions going back here. We're trying to figure out if Billy Meyer is still with us or if he has passed on.
I really don't know. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I haven't.
Okay, great. And they want him on the show, too, if he's still around.
I don't think that he does. Well, he might. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen now?
Great. Okay, well, those are our last two questions, and thanks again for letting me host everyone on the chat room.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you know how much we love you, Sierra, and we're glad to have you with us on our team.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to go back to Jen right now, and let's see. Okay, hang on a sec. I get push the button. Okay, Jen, we're back to you.
Okay. I have two questions. Lavendar, I am starting to get people coming out of the woodwork over the past 2 weeks who are looking to me to help find them crystals. And just listening to the show today, I felt compelled to bring that to your attention. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, you know, Hot Springs, Arkansas is the crystal capital as far as I'm concerned, and there's some wonderful crystal shops there, and I think you can go online and, you know, find a lot of crystal shops in Hot Springs. I do have a friend that we spent time with at Mount Ida, and if someone wants to email me, I will give them her email address, and she has beautiful, wonderful crystals. Mount Ida, I consider the queen of crystal land, so I'll be happy
awesome.
To pass that on.
Thank you. And then the other question I have was more of a, since we've got this fantastic group of people together, I wondered if this would be an appropriate forum to ask for a little bit of help. I know that, and even in speaking with Anastasia last week, I know that I'm supposed to step into a new role, and I'm starting to get a really clear picture of what that is. The thing that I struggle with time and time again is actually recognizing that door when it opens in front of me. So I was going to ask for the energy and focus from this group to help me be absolutely aware when that door opens in front of me. Would this be an appropriate forum to do that?
I think it's appropriate. I think that we can send you the Emerald Ray, and where do you live? You live in Virginia Beach, right?
Right.
So we just focus the energy on Jennifer in Virginia Beach, and we send you the Emerald Ray, and we focus our attention on you having clarity and intent of purpose, and I think that will do it. If everyone will do that, we'll just take about 10 seconds to do that. Okay, good. So
and I want to add that since we're not streaming at this moment, but this part of the show will be in the archives. So every time someone picks up on this particular broadcast and they're listening, reinforce that. And so we're asking you in the future, as you're listening to this broadcast sometime beyond November 30th, to add your light to what we've just done.
Good idea. Good idea.
And I just to confirm for everybody, I actually literally felt like I was off kilter there for a second. So I just want to say thank you. And that's all I have.
Okay, good. Thank
you. Well, thank you. We're glad to have you in our star family. And you join the forum, too. You know, there's a lot of great advanced starseed in our forum, if you haven't done so already. Okay. All right, Jen, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Well, Lavendar, this has been a really great show, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your story. And we will be back next week with more about Lavendar and the lightning. And anything you're going to add in conclusion?
Yes, I just want to reiterate, please find After Disclosure on www.afterdisclosure.com. Get the book, get the e-book. This is what you've been waiting for, Starseed. Get your hands on it as soon as you can. Because later, we'll have a test.
There will be a quiz. Okay. All right. Well, we are going to be terminated here as far as the airtime. Well, the airtime's already over, but we only have a few extra minutes to run over. So we're going to say goodbye now. And please join us next week at Starseed Radio Academy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.